all your needs. Understand your purposeful existence, realizing you are part of a greater plan. Feel the imminence of God, His constant presence guiding and supporting you. Get ready to unlock your full potential and live a life of abundance. Join us online on Sunday mornings at 7:30 a.m. on the RMI Facebook page or on YouTube, Instagram, or on our website at restoredministriesint.org. Get ready.
Good morning. Come on in. The water's fine. Come on in. Hey, glory, come on out. Yeah, it'll be cool for a second, but then it heats up. Come on out. Come on, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Come on out. This is the day. Come on. See, you're trying to wait for something else, but no. God says the time is now. The time is now. Come on out. The time is now. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We say less of us, more of you, none of us, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Devil, we serve you. Notice that no weapon formed against us will prosper. No weapon formed against us. No weapon formed against the broadcast. No weapon formed against the technology. No weapon formed against this word shall prosper. High glory. Father, we just give you praise. We thank you. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that signs, wonders, high glory, and miracles shall follow this word. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Healing, salvation, prosperity, wealth, healing, a sound mind shall go forth from this word. Father, you said that you'll keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. Father, we put on the mind of Christ right now. And Father, we declare and decree that this high glory, that our mind is in alignment and connection with the word of God. And Father, because of that, Lord God, oh my God, we're going to have sweatless victories. Father, you're going to answer prayers before we have a chance to pray. High glory. Woo, my God, you're going to do things like, oh my God. Father, we just thank you. Oh my God. Hey, glory. Father, we thank you. We thank you. High glory. We thank you. We just thank you, oh God. Because if it had not been for you that was on our side, Father, we might have been swallowed up. Ha, glory, hikesha. Glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. Hikeshe tarabakosha. We give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen and amen and amen. Listen. I want to welcome everyone to the early morning daily bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the word, because the Bible says, in the beginning, when God began, that's what it actually says in Hebrew. It says when God began that he created the heavens and the earth. So it wasn't like God just came into existence at Genesis 1. No, he had always been there. And he said, look, now I'm ready to start creating glory. I'm ready to start putting things into place according to what I see in the vision, in my mind, because vision starts in the mind of God. And if I'm made in God's image and in his likeness, vision starts, creation starts in my mind. Woo, my God. Well, listen, grab your Bibles, your coffee, your tea, your smoothies. We're going to be continuing on in this area of the power of all. Amen. We've been hitting these four areas: our divine origin and unity with God, our dependence on God, our purposeful existence with God, and the immanence of God, his active involvement in our life. So come on, grab your Bibles. Let's go. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind, speak through my vocal cords, that none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Devil, we serve you. Notice that no weapon formed against us will prosper. In the mighty and master's name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Now listen, what you have to understand is that because we are in a new season, we are in 5785, okay? We're getting ready to enter into, oh my gosh, in just a couple of days, what's called the Day of Atonement. Or right now we're in the days of awe, where it's our time to reflect and repent of anything that the Lord shows us that's not pleasing to him that we've been operating in, okay? No flesh can glory in God's presence. But at this time, we want to make sure that we are accessing the word, the purpose, the will of God for our life. So 5785 is, he said, is going to be your season of abundant multiplied grace. Abundant multiplied grace, or multiplied abundant grace, amen. Because he says in Isaiah 43, behold, I will do a new thing, shall you, and it will spring forth, shall you not know it? I'll make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. So I just so happen to live in a desert region, okay, in New Mexico, amen. And listen, we have to believe God for rain, so that way we're not in what's called a drought, all right? But he says, I'll make rivers in the desert. This is the time and season where God is going to activate the rivers of a multiplied abundant grace in your life. Now listen, yesterday we started going into the meaning of this season, amen, 5785. Well, five in the Bible, or in the Hebrew and the Bible, represents grace, activation, power, and strength, okay? Seven represents completion, maturity, conclusion. Eight represents new beginnings, transition, the divine mind. And then we have another five, which we know represents grace, activation, power, and strength, okay? Let me type this in for Instagram. Your season of multiplied abundant grace. It's going to be multiplied. It's going to be increase. And it's going to be multiplied. It's not just going to be added. It's going to be multiplied. So 2 plus 2. Well, 2 plus 3 equals 5, but 2 times 3 equals 6. So in this season, God is going to use multiplication as the system to pour out in your life, okay? He's going to pour out. Thank you, Father, for a new day. Yes, we're going to build. We're going to build. This is a time of building, okay? So 5785, Okay, so now the 5 plus the 7 plus the 8 plus the 5 equals 25, which represents, 2 represents a witness or being in partnership, and the 5 represents the grace of God. So, but 2 plus 5 also represents 7, which means completion. So we can see over and over that God is confirming his word, not only with what he said, but and how he says he's going to do things. Okay. If he says that 5785 is going to be your season of abundant multiplied grace, then you should see grace in your life. You should see the multiplication of grace, which is supernatural, it's spiritual, in and all around you. Amen. So, understanding this, amen. Let's see here. Let me get over here. So, we're also in this time where we're getting prepared for the Feast of Tabernacles, okay? Amen. Which is around it starts around the 16th and ends on the 23rd or 24th. It lasts about 7 days, amen? So these are called set times, moadims, okay? Appointed time, meeting in places that God has already declared. So when God does this, God said, I created the time, meeting, and place. All I need for you to do is show up, and don't show up empty-handed. Bring an offering in your hand, and this season will be activated in you. Okay, I know what you're saying. Let's go here. Deuteronomy chapter 16. Let me just show this to you, because the Bible said, with all you're getting, get understanding. Okay, Deuteronomy 16. Deuteronomy 16. And when you get there, someone type it as so. Okay, look at what it says. Verse 16, it says, 3 times in the year shall all mankind appear before the Lord in the place that he shall choose. Remember, it's a set time. It's a moadim, appointed time, meeting, and place that he chooses. Okay. It's also a time of his favor being activated, his divine presence and influence on your life, which he shall choose in the Feast of Unleavened Bread, in the Feast of Weeks, which is Pentecost, amen, and we came together in person for the Feast of Pentecost, and in the Feast of Tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty, okay? Every man shall give as he is able according to the blessing that he's already given you. So here's the key to this set time, to this feast. It's amen. That when you give into the Feast of Tabernacles, okay, you are doing what's called, you're sowing into a double portion or a double multiplied time and season. Why? Because you're praising him. You're giving him something that praises God, that gives God praise for what he did in the last season. And then you're praising him in advance for what he's going to do, okay? This feast right here, the Feast of Tabernacles, is connected with 3 appointed times. You have what's called Rosh Hashanah, which was the new year. So that happened between the 2nd and the 4th. And here in a couple of days, we're gonna have what's called the Day of Atonement, which we are spending the time and season, high glory, where we repent, and we get it right. Okay, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. We are staying in right standing with God. Why? Because this is also the time that he opens up the book of life and he looks to see who's going to be here, whose name is written in the season of 5785. And then we have the Feast of Tabernacles, which is the end of the year. So we have the end of the year after the beginning of the year. Woo! He says, I, he says, I do the end at the beginning. Oh, my God. Let me see if I can find that. Oh, my gosh. Are you getting this so far? Amen. I'm just trying to find this scripture right here. See right here. Find this here. I want to say that's Isaiah. Come on, somebody give him praise. Come on now, somebody give him praise. I know it's here. I want to give you understanding. Amen. Pray for me, Brother Doug. I'm trying to find this word. Amen. 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 I want to say it's Isaiah. Declaring the end. Ha! That's it. Declaring the end at the beginning. Yes, Isaiah 46:10. Woo! The devil is alike. See? Somebody give him praise. Someone type, I receive it. Come on now. Here, see, God. Oh, my God. Woo! My God. Isaiah 46. Okay, this is going to bring it home today. Woo, my God. Oh, my God. God is so good. Isaiah 46, we're going to use verse 9 and 10, okay? Isaiah 46, verse 9 and 10. Okay, here we go. He says, remember the former things of old, for I am God, okay? He says, I am, okay? Remember yesterday, Jesus said this, our glory, that I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Come on now. This is why I know we are in the new season. I know we are in this time of abundant multiplied grace because it's being multiplied. It's a new season. Come on now. He says, the I am. There is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. Listen, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient time, the things that are not yet done, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all of my pleasure. What God is going to do in your life in this season is his pleasure of favor and grace being multiplied, finances being multiplied, your health and healing being multiplied, your sound mental health being multiplied in this season. Why? Because he spoke that this season will be your season of it being multiplied in your life. Come on now, somebody give him praise. See, this is why we must stay firm, unmovable, always abounding in the word, okay? Don't look at what's going on around you. Those things are temporary and those things will change. But if we stand on the word, I can declare right now, okay, that debt no longer has a hold in my life. And God, however you want to get me out of debt, I declare it right now, be it unto me according to your word and will. Why? Because his will is for us to be debt free, that we are lenders and not the borrowers. Do you understand? So when we understand this, when you understand that this is our opportunity, that's right, Brother Doug, this is our opportunity to please God by believing and acting on what we believe in the word. See, you're not doing this just because I say it. You're doing it because you just read it. God is declaring, continually declaring the end of a thing at the beginning. This is why Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year, starts at the end of the year. It comes in before the end of the year. Are you getting that? Well, God declared this. God put this together. I didn't do it. God did. This is why it's his set time, not mine. And when we do everything according to his plan, everything falls into place because God's timing and season. To everything, there is a season and time to every purpose under the heaven. The times and seasons of God are dictated by his purpose. And his purpose is he is showering right now. He's opened up the windows to pour out increase, multiplication, addition, favor, grace, peace, joy. Everything around is going to multiply. Make room for the increase. Amen? Well, listen. Let's go here. Father, you said, I wish above all things that we may prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. How do we do that? By sowing seed. He says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Come on now. Some of you have already started sowing your seeds of 5785. Continue now. Okay, use the website. Use the PayPal. Use the little QR code right there and scan it. And go to our PayPal and sow a seed into the ministry, okay? 5785. This is what we're sowing here. Let me get it right here. Any denominations of 5785, okay? $57.85, $157.85, $557.85. You can see where we're going. You can use the Cash App, which is a $MI, or the website. The website, the PayPal gets you to PayPal. The Zelle. Use our Gmail at restoredmintl@gmail.com and go from your account straight into the ministry account. Okay? You can also do what is called the Terumah, where you sow into the hand of the prophet. We learned yesterday it's called a prophet's reward. Amen. Amen. To where when you sow the first of all first fruit, the first. See, when you start sowing into the kingdom of God first, before you do anything else, then you activate the mouth of the priest. Amen. So it says that he, the priest, may cause the blessing to rest in your house. When you sow into the hand of the prophet, now you're activating the mouth of the prophet to speak to God on your behalf, okay? Speak the blessing, to speak, declaring the end at the beginning. We are walking in the spirit of the realm of the word. God must honor it. So you can do that by using my Cash App at $MDBryant, okay? Just type this in for Instagram, there we go. Now, so you see, Father, I thank you. You said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, as they sow the 5785 seed, as they sow their best seed, as they sow whatever you tell them to sow, Father, I count it blessed. I count them blessed, spirit, soul, body, and financial. I declare healing, salvation, and deliverance is their portion. I declare multiplied grace, multiplied favor is their portion in Jesus' name. And everyone said amen and amen and amen. Listen, I want to thank you for joining in. I'm going to be on earlier tomorrow because we're going to go a little bit deeper. Be blessed. Thank you.